Dreamscape presents Scorpion's Fury, Metal Legion Book 1, by C.H. Gideon, Caleb Wachter, and Craig Martell. Narrated by Patrick Lawler. Elvira. Humanity reached for the stars, but then did what humans do best. They disagreed and went their separate ways. The Terran Federation and the Solarians. The Solarians did their thing, Terra did another. The Terran Federation negotiated with the aliens and signed treaties so they could use the wormholes. Then the aliens reneged and showed up in warships filled with soldiers. The deck bucked beneath Zhibao's pilot chair violently enough to jostle her neural link, temporarily interrupting Elvira's data streams and giving Bao a wave of intense vertigo before the links were restored. "Kill that fucking nest, Podsy!" Bao snarled as she struggled to keep Elvira stable. The 15-meter-long mech's six spider-like legs scrambled to stay upright amid the hail of ordnance coming from the enemy position, a bunker Elvira had stumbled upon seconds earlier. "Give me a quarter-second firing window," Pud Sednik snapped back, his voice transmitted via the mech's hardlines. In spite of the rounds hitting the armor and the impacts disrupting the ground beneath its legs, she managed to steady the ungainly mech. Just as Xi opened her mouth to rebuke her engineer-turned-gunner's tardiness, he sent an archaic 15-kilo slug, Elvira's second-most potent weapon, into the enemy's nest. Even with the short-range, soft-loaded ammunition, the sound was terrifying, and the recoil doubly so. Elvira's front legs lifted a full 2 meters off the rocky ground as every kinetic compensation system kicked in to counteract the force of the blast. Where the enemy-filled nest had been, nestled beneath the surface of the volcanic rock field, now a smoking crater lined with shrapnel and charred lumps of flesh remained. Nothing, not even a marine in state-of-the-art armor or a mech like Elvira, could survive a point-blank hit like that. After the mouth of the subterranean nest was silent for a few seconds, Xi Bao breathed a sigh of relief. "Lucky shot," she snorted as she processed a stream of damage reports from Elvira's active compensation systems. "You're a real bitch, you know that?" Podsy retorted. "Takes one to know one. Ow."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?